Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Today's daf is daf Samach Dalid. And we were at the very top of Samach Dalid, Amud Aleph. The Gemara had gotten into a discussion about the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. On Yom Kippur, that's the theme of this chapter, is the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach on Yom Kippur. A major service is to have two goats for the Kohen Gadol to pull out lots and through lots to determine one goat as the Sa'ir LaHashem, the goat for God, and the other goat as the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, the goat that's sent out to the wilderness and pushed off of a cliff. So we saw that there was a pasuk, and an extra word in the pasuk, the word LaHashem, which taught us that even Sa'ir HaMishtaleach has the rule of Mechusar Zman. Mechusar Zman means that if something's not the right time, you can't use it. So traditionally, Mechusar Zman would mean if the animal's not old enough. An animal has to be 8 days old to be a korban. If the animal is 3 days old, 5 days old, so an animal that's mechusar zman, an animal that's missing its time, can't be used as a korban. So you might wonder, what about the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach? It's not, in a certain way, it's not really like a korban. It's sent out into the wilderness, it's dropped off of a cliff, it's not done in the Beis HaMikdash. Would there be a law of mechusar zman to a Sa'ir HaMishtaleach? So yeah, there's a special pasuk, the word LaHashem, to include Sa'ir HaMishtaleach with the rules of Mechusar Zman. So the Gemara had asked, why do we need a special pasuk to include Sa'ir HaMishtaleach in the rule that it has to be a certain age, it can't be too young? What do I need a special pasuk for, asks the Gemara. Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, Good morning. Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is the replacement, right? It's the animal chosen when you have the choice of the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach versus the Sa'ir LaHashem. You have two animals. Ideally, they're supposed to be equal in height, equal in appearance, equal in weight, the same. There's nothing between. There's nothing to make one different than the other. And then the goral, the lot, will choose. This is going to be Sa'ir LaHashem. This is going to be Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. So it has to be that it's an item that could have been Sa'ir LaHashem and gets chosen through the goral of Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. So if it's totally equal, the two goats are totally equal, of course they have to be at least 8 days old. You can't have a Sa'ir LaHashem that's 3 days old. Oh, the question was maybe Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, is that really a carbon? Is it a carbon? Not a carbon. But a regular carbon, of course, has to be old enough. So if the regular carbon has to be old enough, and the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is chosen from the option of the two, so certainly the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach has to be old enough. Why don't I need a pasuk to say that the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach also has the rule that it has to be old enough? That was the Gemara's question. So again, today's daf is daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. So on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara had asked, there's a special pasuk that tells us that Sa'ir HaMishtaleach has to be, you know, of the right age, that there's a problem with Mechusar Zman. It's not old enough. That would be a problem in Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. What do I need a pasuk to tell me that Mechusar Zman is a problem in Sa'ir HaMishtaleach? Of course, Mechusar Zman is a problem in Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. The Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is the one animal chosen out of two. There's Mishtaleach versus the Sa'ir LaHashem. It could have been the Sa'ir LaHashem. It gets chosen through a goral to be the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. So the Sa'ir LaHashem certainly can't be too young. It has to be at least 8 days old. So the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach has to be. So the Gemara yesterday gave two answers to this question. One answer is sometimes you can have a Sa'ir HaMishtaleach that's not chosen through a goral, not chosen through a lot. How could you have a Sa'ir HaMishtaleach that wasn't chosen through lots? Well, there's the view of Rabbi Shimon that if the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach dies, they just bring a replacement animal. And say, this animal is now the new Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. So that's an animal that's not brought, not chosen through a lot. It's not an animal that could have been Sa'ir LaHashem. It ends up being Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. It's an animal that's brought. This is the new Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. So here I would think maybe you could even bring a 3-day old animal. Because it's just being brought as a Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. And so you'd have a pasuk to say no. And then a second answer. What happens if you, if the Kohen Gadol had the two animals, the two goats, and he picked the lots? This is the Sar El Hashem. This is the Sar El Hamishtaleach. This is the goat for God. This is the goat that's going to the wilderness. And then the goat that's going for the wilderness got a blemish. So if it got a blemish, okay. So once it got a blemish, you can't use it. Even in Sar Mishtaleach, there's a law that it can't be blemished. So now it has to be a deconsecration. You have to take the holiness off. Put the holiness onto coins. Then with coins, get another animal. So there also, there would be an option of where you had an animal dedicated as Sar Mishtaleach without a lottery to dedicate it. And there I need the pasuk of Lashem to tell me that if it's Mechusar Zman, if it's not 8 days old, it doesn't work. All right, now Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. A third answer to this question. Rava Amar, Rava said, when do I need a verse to tell me that an animal that's Mechusar Zman, and it's not the right time for it yet, can't be brought as Sar Mishtaleach? Not referring to a three-day-old animal, but rather the following. The nation bought two goats. They're going to make one Asar Lashem and one Asar Mishtaleach. The Kohen Gadol picks his lots. This, the one on his right, is the Asar Lashem. This, at his left, is the Asar Mishtaleach. And then, can go and try a lochola besoch besa. Then, unfortunately, somebody, let's say the guy, the farmer, who sold the goats, somebody in his household is deathly ill. Now, somebody's deathly ill, you're allowed to do whatever you can to save the person's life. So the doctor comes, the doctor tells the farmer, maybe let's say it's the farmer's grandfather is deathly ill. Your grandfather needs goat meat. So, guys, needs goat meat for his grandfather, it's Yom Kippur. He takes one of the goats. Turns out the goat he took was the mother of the goat he sold to be Sar Mishtaleach. So he took the goat, the mother goat, slaughtered it for his grandfather. So that he was allowed to do. Now the Sar Mishtaleach becomes an animal that you can't kill anymore. Because, as Roger pointed out, the Torah says, "V'shor oseh oso ve'es bino lo sishchatu biyom achad." An ox or a sheep, it and its child, you may not slaughter on one day. So that's what happened here. He took a goat, and the goat, you know, the seller had to kill the mother of the Sar Mishtaleach to feed his ill person in his household. So now the Sar Mishtaleach is Mechusar Zman. It's not Mechusar Zman because it's too young, but it's missing a time. It's the wrong time for it. It's not the time when it could be brought because it's too young. So Rava said, "Go and shayel lochol besoch beis." So he had the seller had somebody sick in his house. V'shachat imo biyom haKippurim. And he slaughtered the mother on Yom Kippur. So now he can't bring the Sar Mishtaleach. So that resolved the question. How could you ever have a Sar Mishtaleach where somebody is trying to make it a Sar Mishtaleach when it wasn't the right time? Sar Mishtaleach is always the alternative to the Sar El Hashem. The answer is, he's trying to make it a Sar Mishtaleach when it wasn't the right time. Because it's not the right time. He made it, when he made the Sar Mishtaleach, it was old enough, it was the right time. But now it became disqualified because the mother was killed. So now you can't use it, you have to wait till tomorrow. So that's the Pasuk, Lashem, the same way timing matters. And other Karbanos, it also matters in Sar Mishtaleach. So Gemara says, one second, this Pasuk talks about Osov es bino lo sishchatu biyom echad. It and its child don't slaughter on one day. But in this way, what's happening with the Sar Mishtaleach is not even prohibited. Hashem said, don't slaughter. This isn't an act of slaughter. This is taking the goat out and throwing it off of a cliff backwards. So this is not shechita. Why would this even be prohibited? They answered in the west, in the land of Israel. The pushing of the animal pushing of the goat off of the cliff, that is the shechita. The shechita of the Sar Mishtaleach is through the pushing it off the cliff. That's considered a shechita. So since that's the shechita, therefore it's included in the pasuk of Osov Espino, Lo Sishchatu B'Yom Echad. So you'd wait till the next day, then let it pasture and get a blemish, redeem it, and use the money to buy olos to keep the mizbeach busy. All right, going back to the Mishnah speaks about all sorts of problems. If the blood spills, if animals drop dead. So the Mishnah said, if the Kohen Gadol pulled up the lots to establish one animal as the Sa'ir LaHashem and the other animal as the Sa'ir Mishtaleach, he pulled up lots. After he pulled up lots, one of the animals dropped dead. So now he has to redo it. So he has to get another pair. And if the animal that dropped dead was the Sa'ir LaHashem, so he now says, this new Sa'ir LaHashem for the new pair takes the place of the old Sa'ir LaHashem. If the animal that had dropped dead was the Sa'ir LaHazazel, he pulls up the lots and he says, the new one is the new Sa'ir LaHazazel is the replacement Sa'ir LaHazazel. And now I have two Sa'ir LaHashems. So Mishnah says, so what are you going to do with two Sa'ir LaHashems? Mishnah says, one gets brought as a Sa'ir LaHashem, the other one will pasture until it gets a blemish, because the law that an unnecessary chatas is put to death doesn't apply to a chatas tzibur, to a communal chatas. It only applies to a chatas yachid, an individual's carbon chatas. And the other view was that was the view of the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Yehuda says that the unnecessary chatas is just starved until it dies. Okay. So again, the Mishnah said, Im shel shem mace. If the Sa'ir LaHashem is the one that drops dead, so the person then says, Kohen does a new lottery, and two new goats, and he says, Eshallah of LaHashem, this, that on the second lottery, we got the lot that says on it LaHashem, that's taking the place of the Sa'ir LaHashem that died. So Amar Rav said, when the Mishnah said that Sheni, the other animal, not the replacement animal, the other animal is brought as the Sa'ir LaHashem, for example, what it means is like this: Sheni shebezug rishon yikarev. He had a pair. He had two goats. He picked lots. On his right hand came out the way we would want it, Sa'ir LaHashem. On the left hand came out LaHazazel. So the goat on the right became the Sa'ir LaHashem. The goat on the left became the Sa'ir LaHazazel. And then when he had these two goats, the Sa'ir LaHazazel, the goat on the left, dropped dead. So now he brought another two goats. And again he picked lots, and again on the right was LaHashem, on the left was LaHazazel. So he says, this left one is taking the place of the other goat that died. He goes back to the original Sa'ir LaHashem, Sheni Shebezug Rishon, and that's what's actually brought as the Sa'ir LaHashem. Sheni Shebezug Sheni, the Sa'ir LaHashem of the second pair, Yireh, that's where the Tanakam would say, it has to pasture until it gets a blemish. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yireh. The survivor of the first pair is the one that pastures. Sheni shebezug sheni yikarev. The second goat in the second pairing is the one that's brought. So, right, the goat that had died was the Sa'ir LaHazazel. They took another two goats, and he said, "This is LaHashem. This is LaHazazel. LaHazazel is replacing the one that died. So that'll replace the one that died. And now the one that's the counterpart of this one." The count one of the living one, That's going to be the Sar Lashem, the original Sar Lashem. It's going to go to pasture. So asks the Gemara, B'mai Kamifli. What's the argument between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Rav holds the original Sar Lashem is what is ultimately offered. And Rabbi Yochanan holds the second Sar Lashem is the one that's ultimately offered. So this is the Gemara originally. Rav Savar Bali Chaim Ein Nidzachim. Rav holds. And if you have something which is alive, and for a moment it's disqualified from being a karban, once that momentary disqualification passes, it goes back to being usable. It's not dachui. We don't say it was pushed aside, so it stays pushed aside. But in an animal, once the animal is dead, there you could have dichui. So, for example, let's say the Sayer Lashem was slaughtered, and before the blood of the Sayer Lashem was sprinkled, the Sar Mishtaleach dropped dead. So now, this is a dead animal, the blood of the dead animal can't be used because there's no Sayer Lazazel anymore. It's dead. We need a Sayer Lazazel to be the partner of the Sayer Lashem. So that would be dichui. Even though you later brought a new Sayer Lazazel, you can't use this blood anymore. There you'd have dichui. But when you have a living thing, the Sar Lashem is still alive, it never was dachui. That's the view of Rav. And Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, Bali Chaim Nidachim, even something which is alive, once it is disqualified for a moment, even if the disqualification is removed, it stays disqualified. It was dachui. That's a new disqualification. It was once pushed aside. Since it was pushed aside, it stays pushed aside. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds, when you had the two goats, and the lots were pulled, and now the Sar Lazazel died. The Sar Lazazel dies. The Sar Lashem now has been disqualified. It stays disqualified. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rav. What's the reasoning of Rav? Answered the Gemara, the yellow from Mechusar's man. Maybe Rav's source is from an animal that's 3 days old. An animal's 3 days old. You can't bring it right now. But once it'll be 8 days old, you could bring it. So Mechusar's man, even though right now it's not fit. When it's not the right time, the time is missing. Isn't it the case? Lava for God, isn't it the case? The hashtalo chazi, right now it's not fit. Ki hadar mevzi, shapir tami. But once it becomes fit, once it becomes 8 days old, now it's great. Now you can bring it. So hachanami loshla. So the same thing Rav holds is going to be with this animal. This animal was a Sar Lashem. For a moment it became unfit because its partner, the Sar Lazazel, dropped dead. But now it became worthy because now you have a new Sar Lazazel. Says the Gemara, Midami, what's the comparison? Hasam lo ischazi klal. When you have something becoming 8 days old, before it was 8 days old, it never was able at all. It wasn't roy at all. How about over here? Near Evin Itche. At one point, it was able to be a karban, because there was the Sar Lashem with the Sar Lazazel. Then the Lazazel died. So if it was once suitable and then pushed away, that's a greater pushing away. That's more prohibited. Ella, so the source is Hainu time of the Rav. What's Rav's source? That Bali Chayim in any Dachim, living creatures don't get pushed aside, they don't have the disqualification of Dachui. The Yelfim Baal Mum Over, he derives it from an animal that has a passing blemish. Baal Mum Over, an animal whose blemish will pass. Lava Fagavdalo Chazi Hashta, even though right now you can't bring it because it has a blemish right now. But once it becomes a fit again, once this blemish passes, shapir dami, it's fine to offer it. So chanami loshnas here too. There should be no difference. Should be no difference here as well. Says the Gemara of Ahasami Nalan. And how did Rav know that there's such a thing as a passing blemish that doesn't create a lasting problem? Because the pasuk that talks about Bali Mumim says, Umiyad ben nechar lo sakrivu es lechem Eloheichem ikol eile ki mashchasam bahem mumbam lo yeratzu lachem. So it says ki mashchasam bahem mumbam lo yeratzu lachem. So since it says mumbam, a blemish is in them. Mumbam hudu lo yeratzu. Only when the blemish is still in them, that's when they are no longer acceptable. They don't create favor. However, avar muman, once their blemish passes, yeratzu, then they are acceptable to be brought as a carbon. So, bottom line, according to Rav, the source is the idea of Ein Dichui Bebali Chayim. Rav holds that there's no Dichui in that which is living. So fine, it was Dachui, it wasn't usable, but it was living, so it's not a permanent Dichui. And therefore, you can use them. Once you have the new Sar Mishtaleach, so you go back to the original Sar Lashem. And Rabbi Yochanan, he holds not. He holds that there is dichui in Baalei Chayim. I, the pasuk said ki mashchasa bahem mumbam. So he'll tell you mi et rachmana bahem. Since the Torah has another exclusionary word in that pasuk, bahem in them, it's saying bahem in them. Heim hu duchi avar muman yeratzu. In them, when the blemish will pass, they become accepted. Hakol duchuim, but any other type of disqualification other than a blemish. Once they were pushed aside, they stay pushed aside. The Rav, now why didn't Rav say that? He'll tell you the word Bahem is needed for something else. Ahu Bahem is to say the following. In fact, it said Mashchasam Bahem is not to say only in blemishes do we say that it has to be permanent, but if it's passing, it's okay. But other things, even if it's passing, stay disqualified. That's not what's going on. Rather, Ahu Bahem, the fact that it said Mashchasam Bahem Mumbam is to say like this, Be'inayu Hu Dulo Miratsu. In blemishes, it's when the blemish is open and revealed that the blemish makes the carbon disqualified and the carbon can't create favor. Halyidei ta'aruvos, but if the blemish is mixed up in a big mixture, so then miratsu, even the blemished animal, can create atonements. Kiditnan, as we learned in the Mishnah. Evar in Zvachim. Yeah, question, Izzy?
Why is the pasuk repeating Bahem? Bahem is to both of them.
Right, so Bahem is a lesson of limitation. Only in this, Bahem, in them there is this. So it's limiting this law. So Kiditzah is going to the Mishnah in Zvachim. Evarim tmimim be'evarim bali mumim. Let's say there are lots of karbanos ola one day in Beis HaMikdash, which is normal to have a lot of karbanos ola in the Beis HaMikdash. And then as the Kohanim are cutting up the karbanos and they're piling up all these limbs on the kevesh, on the ramp, to throw them into the fire eventually, there's a scream, oh my gosh, one of these karbanos that we're cutting up, it has a hole in the lungs. So it's a trefa, right? So the whole animal now is a disqualified animal. The whole animal is baal mum. So what happens if you have some limbs of a baal mum, some limbs of a blemished animal, mixed in with many karbanos, which were tmimim, which were whole, they didn't have any blemishes, with many other limbs. So Belezer has a chiddush. He says, in karav harosh shel echad mehen, let's say there were five heads here, five arms, five sides. If one of the heads had been thrown into the fire, Yakrivu Kala Rashan Kulan, you can bring all the others. If one of the Kraayim was thrown into the fire, Yakrivu Kala Kraayim Kulan, you can bring in all the other intestines. So what do you see? That even though you could say, well, maybe the ones that are left are the ones that are blemished. So no. Make an assumption the one that was blemished already went in, and now you can offer the rest. Chacham said the opposite. Afilu karvu kulan chutz me'echad mehen. Even if four of the heads were thrown into the fire, there's only one head that hasn't been thrown in. Yetzel beis ha'sreifa. You take it out and you burn it. So why did Reb Elazar say that you can offer all the other heads? So Rashi says Yakrivu kol ha'rashim kulan v'tolena isur bo'osa shakariv kfar. We assume that the blemished head, the head from the blemished animal, was the one that was already offered. V'talina l'kula, and we make this assumption to be lenient and to keep offering everything else. So hov v'niskarvu, because since there's everything mixed up together, ein kan safik isur d'oraisa l'meza l'chumra. It's not a situation of, oh, maybe we're doing a biblical sin, we have to be strict. So lo hizhira Torah alein el kashen ba'atzman, because when the Torah says don't offer a blemished animal, that's only when you just have a blemished animal. Shenemar bahem. That's what we learn from the word Bahem. Ki mashchasam Bahem mumbam ki isnu beinai. When they are out on their own. But when they're in a mixture, it's only rabbinic issues. When it's only a rabbinic issue, you can assume that what went into the fire was your issue, and now you're okay. V'idach. Now, the other view who used Bahem differently, how does he know this law? Nafkale, he learns it from the fact that it could have said Bam. Why did it say Bahem? V'idach. And the other one, Rav, Bam versus Bahem, lo darish. Okay, so that was the resolution. Again, we had in our Mishnah that if the Kohen Gadol has two goats and he picks the lots, and one of them dies, so now he should again bring another two goats and again pick lots. So the Mishnah said, okay, the newly picked one will replace the one that died. Now he's going to have an excess of something else, either two Sar Lashems or two Sar Lazazels. So the Mishnah said, that excess one, let it pasture. So what's the excess? So here we have a machlokas. Rav holds the excess is the second goat of the second pair, and Rabbi Yochanan holds the excess is the second goat of the first pair. The retaining goat, the goat that survived, didn't die. That was the excess goat. So what's the argument? According to Rav, the original one is not considered excess because there's no dichui. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there is dichui, even though they were living. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Well, the Rav, according to Rav, Nehi, Nami, the Baalei Chaim, Ein Nidachim, even if Rav holds that when it was living, it wasn't pushed aside, there's no concept of a dichui in a living creature. So then the law should be Ibai Hainakrif, let it be his choice. If he wants to, he can offer the from the second pair. Ibai, if he wants to, Hainakrif, he can offer from the first pair. So Amar Rava, Rava said a new point in Rav. Rav Sava, Rav holds. Rav Sava like Rabbi Yossi. Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi. To Amar Mitzvah Barishon. Ideally, you should use for the mitzvah that which you initially were going to use for the mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi holds there's a certain chashivus, there's a certain prominence to Rishon, to whatever is first. Whatever was dedicated first has a special holiness. It was the first. And since it was the first, that's the one that you should use. So therefore, Rav says, you, the Kohen Gadol, had two goats. One was picked to be Sar LaHashem. One was picked to be Sar LaHazazel. The Sar LaHazazel then suddenly drops dead. So now bring the Sar LaHashem. Use the Sar LaHashem. Bring that original Sar LaHashem, even though you're going to use another goat. Welcome, welcome. Please, come on in. Even though you're going to use another goat, bring the Sar LaHashem. From the original Sar LaHashem, Rav says, why use the original Sar LaHashem? You have now a second Sar LaHashem. Rav holds, no, use the original Sar LaHashem because that was Rishon. And mitzvah by Rishon. Mitzvah is always use the first. Where do we see that? Hi, Rabbi Yossi. Where did Rabbi Yossi say this? Says the Gemara, name me if you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yossi de Kupos, Rabbi Yossi of Masech de Shkalim about the boxes of the shekels. The Tzad is going to the Mishnah and Shkalim. Everybody has to, all the men give shekels. All the shekels then go into a room, the lishka, in the Beis HaMikdash. They're piled up, and then they're going to come, they're going to take out shekelim to buy sheep for karbanos, tzibur, communal karbanos. So when they're going to take out some shekelim, they're going to do a truma, they're going to do a lifting up of some shekelim. Shalosh kupo, shal shalosh, shalosh sa'in, and they take three boxes. Each box can hold three sa'ah. Shebehen, Tarmanis Alishka. These boxes, they take up some coins from the chamber. The Kasav Alein. And on the boxes, they are labeled. It says on the box Aleph. Another box says Beis. Another box says Gimel. The Tanya, we're going to write some Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi explains, Lama Kasav Alein, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Why are the boxes labeled Aleph, Beis, Gimel? Lay days of Nijim are shown. To know which one its coins were taken first. Lavie mena rishon. To bring from it first. Shemitzvah berishon. The mitzvah always is to use that which was first. So maybe there's a difference. Still, mashani hasam. There was a difference. Tibid in this chazakamaisa. When the first box is able to be used. In other words, once it's full. Lo is chazibasriyasa. The other boxes, the later ones, aren't even full. They can't even be used. But here, once the first one can be used, namely, once I have the both the Sar La'azazel and the Sar La'ashem, I already have the second one. Right? Maybe this Sar La'azazel died before the blood of the bull was sprinkled. And we know you can't even shecht until the blood of the bull is sprinkled. So it wasn't even roy yet. Says the Gemara, El Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. Where do we see Rabbi Yossi that you should use the first? That's what Rabbi Yossi told us in regards to Karban Pesach. As we learned, Hamafrish Pischo. Somebody puts aside a sheep as his Karban Pesach. But Avad, and then it got lost. So Hifrish Acher Tachta. Then set aside another sheep to take the place of that first sheep. But then Acher Kachdim Sarishon. Then he found the original Karban Pesach. The Varesh Neim Ovdim. Now he has two sheep. And it's Erev Pesach. And Chatzos is coming. So what does he do? He's a man, Chacham say he can offer whichever one he wants. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. Mitzvah Barishon. He should offer the one he originally dedicated. So Rabbi Yossi holds Mitzvah Barishon. That's what Rav holds also. That when the Kohen Gadol had the two goats, and one dies, and then he takes another two goats, and to the other two goats, he dedicates a new Sar La'azazel. The original Sar La'Hashem is the carbon that's offered as the Sar La'Hashem because mitzvah barishon. However, Rav Yossi said, "Imay Hashini mufcha mimenu." If the second one was better than the first, carbon pasach yivienu, he should bring the second. Okay, again, we have a big argument between Rav and Rav Yochanan. When there are two goats and one of them drops dead, the Sar La'Hazazel drops dead. So now we need to take another two goats, and out of the second two goats, dedicate one as a Sar La'Azazel and one as a Sar La'Hashem. So which, now of the two Sar La'Hashems, which Sar La'Hashem is going to be offered? According to Rav, the original Sar La'Hashem is offered because Mitzvah Barishon. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't offer the original Sar La'Hashem because Rabbi Yochanan holds Yesh Dichlu B'Bali Chaim. A living creature can also have Dachwi, can have a disqualification that it was pushed aside. Since the original Sar La'Hashem was pushed aside when the Sar La'Azazel, that it was its partner, died, if you can't offer it, you offer the second, the Sar La'Hashem, from the second pair. Amar Rava, Rava said, Daika masnisin kavase de Rav. The Mishnah's language works well according to Rav. Ubraisa kavase de Rav Yochanan. And the Braisa works very well according to Rav Yochanan. Masnisin kavasi de Rav. The Mishnah works well according to Rav. The Ketani, because the Mishnah said, "Im shel shem mace." If the sa'ir, the goat, which was going to be the sa'ir la'ashem, is the one that dropped dead, so he brings two other goats and he picks lots and he says, "Zeshalal vagor la'ashem yiskayim tachtav." This one that came, this one that in the second lot, it came second pair of lots, it came out that this is the sa'ir la'ashem that takes the place of the original Sar La'Hashem, which sounds like V'idach, but the other one, Kedekai Kai, the other one, the Sar La'Azazel, that stays in its original way. The Sar La'Azazel from the original pair stays. So you see that it's like Rav, that there's no din of Dachui. That's what stays. Braisa, though, Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. The Ketani, because it said in the Braisa, Shani, when the Mishnah said that the other one is going to pasture to get a blemish. And Yodam Shani Shib Zagrishon, is that the second one from the original pair? Oh, Im Shani Shib Zagrishani, or is it the second one from the second pair? Answer is Kishu Omer, when the Pasuk says, Ya'amad Chai, the Sar Mishtaleach should be stood up alive, the Lo Shechave Romes, and not the one whose friend has died. So therefore, if the Sar La'Hashem dies, so the original Sar La'Azazel can't be used because his contemporary died. My mashm, where do you see that? Because it says, Yo'amad Chai. You'll stand it up alive. Lo Shekvar Amad. Not that it had already once been stood up, but now you're standing it up a second time. You stand it up once. So there we see, like Rabbi Yochanan, that there would be a concept of dachui in a living creature. It's not related to our Mishnah. Vodom Rabbi Yehuda Rita said further, Nishbach Adam, if the blood of the Sayer La'Hashem spills before it could get sprinkled, Now, Yamos HaMishtaleach, now the goat that's going to the wilderness, let it be put to death. Neis HaMishtaleach, if the goat to the wilderness died before the sprinkling of the blood, Yishafech Adam, the blood should be spilled. Bishmal Rabbi Yochanan Damar Bali Chaim Nidachim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that living creatures also can have Dichui. Mishum Hachi, Yamos HaMishtaleach. That's why the mishtaleach now is going to be put to death because the blood spilled. El Rav Damar Bali Chaim Ein Nidzachim. But according to Rav, world, a living creature doesn't have a disqualification of Dachli. Amai Yamos HaMishtaleach. So why should the goat to the wilderness be put to death once the blood of the other goat spilled? So what? Slaughter a new Sar El Hashem. And use the Sar Mishtaleach. Amocharav, Rav tells you, Alib de Yehuda lo kamina. I never said my points according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ki amina, Alib de Rabbanan. My point was only according to the Rabbanan, who hold Bali Chaim in Nidachim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Bali Chaim are Nidachim. Says the Gemara, Bishmal Rav, according to Rav, very good. Baha plig Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. That's what Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are arguing about. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, but my pligi, what is their machlokas all about? Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even according to the Rabbanan, a living creature can have dachui. And the retaining or the remaining animal from the original pair is pushed aside. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's argument to Chachamim? Chacham also hold that way. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Harmina, but that we've already said. Our Mishnah works well according to Rav. The language works with Rav. Doesn't work so well according to Rabbi Yochanan. And this is yet another example of that. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue with here tomorrow.